12 degrees outside.
That would get started.
It's going to breathe.
All right, it's about to start, the ad hoc.
We're starting the video.
Video is starting. Okay, so I'm calling the meeting to order, and can we do some very quick and brief introductions?
David Wiley, Masonic Street.
Ed Glazer, Old County Road.
Matt Ripley, Harbor Master.
Noel Musson, Consultant.
Sam Ladley, visiting from the Harvard Commission.
Callan Black from the Comprehensive Planning Commission. Okay, any public comment?
Yes, there is.
Great.
Who would that be from?
You want to just come to the table, Ron?
Yeah, come to the table, Ron.
Talk at the table?
You can sit with us, too.
You know, I was looking that up there, but that's
Probably
the appropriate thing.
This will make it look,
Okay. Hi, Ron Huber, friends of Penobscot Bay. And I had some questions. I think it's been a little confusing just because there's been such a long time between meetings, and that December 5th one didn't ever quite get posted. But so I don't know whether the completed draft is done or pieces of the draft are done. And I'm just very concerned that if we have the document gets, if it gets completed, and then as far as I could tell from that last meeting there, there was a, we put that, the process of, the sequence of the process, that is, it sounded like you were going to present it to the council and then present it to the public. It would have to go the other way around. It wouldn't make sense.
Yeah, it's going to be the other way around.
Okay. And let's see now. I really don't understand why, well, I guess I do a little bit here, Bill, why there's such a long time before these have been getting up on the web there. So it's very hard for the public to know anything. And I just heard some explanation for that. But if you could really, obviously, you know, that December 5th or November 5th, whatever, could have been up weeks ago.
We're talking about the minutes?
Yeah. Well, no, the video of the event.
Oh, okay.
You know, so that people can actually follow what was said. And so I'm hoping you get the whole draft or whatever parts of it are done on the web there so that people can review it. It's always very tough to wait to the last day and then, you know, say, go ahead, we're going to present it. Now give us your thoughts, because people need to have time to digest. And and I guess that's about it. I think that's the main thing, is that it's been a long lag time there, so it's very hard for people to keep track of things. And the other is, are you going to post the, I mean, you're way behind in posting the minutes, you know, also, but, so are you going to post the, just, there's a question, are you going to post the draft plan, even in sections or something?
I think we can post a lot of stuff in sections, Ron, and maybe Callie and I can get together over the next couple weeks around the holidays or something, and just see what isn't up on the website right now that needs to be up on the website. But
and I believe the other thing is that you're going to coordinate somewhat with the planning folks, I guess, imagine, as they're working on a harbor plan of their own, right, or a marine resources.
Well, yep, we're going to be coordinating with the comprehensive plan. Fortunately, there are two people that are already on the, Kelly's on the comp plan committee, and I'm actually happening to write the comp plan. So.
Oh, good. Okay, because I was asking, again, drafts are helpful. The public often can chip in a few things if they they have something to do.
Yep.
All right, that's it. Thanks.
Okay, great. Good thoughts, I think.
Okay. And speaking of, do we have any minutes?
Well, this is where we get to Ron's thing, is how, you know how I write the minutes?
I do.
Is I usually watch them on TV and then write the minutes. And last week I looked online to see if the video was online, and it wasn't online.
Okay.
And I never called City Hall and said, why isn't it online? I just figured it would get online. And I finally got around to calling them today and say, hey, it still isn't online. So I don't have minutes because I haven't done it, but hopefully it will be online tomorrow, I've been told. So we'll write the minutes then, and we'll do the minutes for this meeting. So I'm sorry.
You're forgiven.
But
anybody
so I mean,
who does minutes,
so I take some of the I take all the blame for not writing the minutes, and some of the blame for having noticed that it wasn't, the video wasn't on there, and I didn't report it.
Are the other ones up there yet, Dita?
I don't know. I haven't been posting. Have you? For a while, you were posting them.
When I have them, I post them, yeah. But I think I lost track of when they were approved.
Let me check over, because I can post all the ones that we've approved so far and make sure that all the minutes are on there.
That'd be great.
Six minutes or so.
Minutes, okay. And we can figure out content that needs to be posted and all?
Absolutely. I mean, we have, what we've been trying to do, or at least we should be doing, is like any, what I try to do is basically for the viewing public, you know, have the PowerPoint so that we can, I can take that in PDF, and we've been trying to post those, so we just have to go back and see where we stopped posting those, and then we should post those, and then when we get certain drafts, we can just figure out, you know, when it's appropriate to post the drafts. I think in sections is fine, or it could be a one big post.
Probably easier in sections.
Could be. The difference between that is we can post what we did, you know, what we talked about last time, but then we made a bunch of edits the last time, and that so that would not be what would be posted. It would be the version that everybody looked at without the edits.
Yeah.
It does show the historic evolution.
Right. Sure.
Yeah. Yeah, okay.
That's all available.
All right. Any adjustments to the agenda?
I'm just wondering if we are going to be making any decisions. Do we need a quorum?
I think we're just going to be having conversation. I don't know that we can make any decisions without a quorum. We certainly can't vote on anything.
I move that we... No. Okay.
We're never adjourning. We all have to stay here because
I'm just wondering if feedback we're going right. to offer is sufficient and diverse enough feedback.
The feedback's still fine.
So we'll represent those who weren't here.
Yeah, I suspect there'll be more conversation.
And misrepresent those who
weren't. Noel typically goes over things again. So.
Yeah, recognizing that there's not a lot of people here, I think we're going to have to revisit this section anyway, and I suspect this will give everybody an opportunity to actually kind of read over it in more detail and think about it more. So
maybe with this number of people, we can actually get something done.
Quickly.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. Take it away, Noel.
Awesome. All right. So tonight, we're going to go over the key findings, goals, objectives, recommended action items related to public access and public facilities. So,
did we ever finish the discussion on the cruise ships?
We finished this discussion on cruise ships, and I was actually working on the this version of that this past week. And by the time we all get together again, hopefully that'll be all drafted up enough so that we can revisit everything.
I think there were some open issues there, but I guess we'll talk about those then.
I think so. Yeah, I think what I wanted to try to do is just frame it in this way now, and that will give us a more ability to kind of finalize whatever it is that we need to do.
So that's in, when's our next meeting? January?
Sometime in January. Yep.
January 2nd.
Wait, the 2nd?
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Oh, you already got one.
Yeah.
We have way more copies than we need. Ooh. All right. So... nobody needs to look at what's on the screen except for those of you who are viewing it from home. And what I did with, as with the last one, we have kind of our key findings. And so for this section, what I was sort of struggling with is how to organize both public access as a general topic and then public facilities. So I combined everything into one section. Because when you read through, even just thinking about the general public access stuff that we talked about, you keep coming back to questions about, well, what about Snow Marine Park, or what about this, or what about that? So it makes sense to kind of think about them all in one topic area. So this is one of those situations where I'm not sure we need to slog through the whole thing, but... you know, basically thinking about the fact that the city has such an amazing portfolio of public properties along the waterfront, but some of them aren't really used to their fullest potential. You know, some of the key findings that we talked about are largely public access is concentrated on the southern half of the harbor. The Harbor Trail extends along portions of the waterfront, but there's a lot of work to be done to make that vision complete. You know, there's no, we've talked a bunch about the need or the lack of a comprehensive list of municipal properties, rights of ways, or easements along the harbor that give you access to the harbor. You know, we've inventoried the key sites, so that's part of this process. But are there any rights of way that we don't know about or that we think we know about that aren't actually rights of way? So we've talked about that a little bit. Inventories of key visual corridors to the water, that may be something that we start thinking about on the comp plan level. We talked a lot about public restrooms at municipal facilities and ADA accessibility. We talked a lot about the flood zones and the sea level rise impacts to that, from that. We've talked about maintenance. And then we went through all the key properties along the waterfront. So these are just alphabetically, but the breakwater and lighthouse, the fish pier, public landing middle pier. And I combined those into one topic area because as we went through our discussion, we talked about those properties really needing to be thought about at the same time. Sandy Beach, I added Schooner Wharf, although I think we may want to talk about that tonight, and then Snow Marine Park, and I know we also have a property on the Samoset Road.
Yep. Is one, yeah.
Yep. So that's actually is in here, but it isn't specifically called out as its own key findings. So in the key findings, one of my first questions would be, I know we talked about this a little bit, but I guess I just need a little clarity from you guys. Like Schooner Wharf, that's the property that's owned by, or is it, it's owned, yep, by the Port District, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
So would we consider that a public facility that we need to actually put goals and action items to, or is that something we just need to identify as a part of the, you know, I'm trying to figure out how to deal with it.
Yeah, it should be identified.
Like this, as a key finding.
Whether
it
should be, I think you could put in parentheses that it, you know, or something, that it isn't a city property. Access to the wharf is over city property. Mm-hmm. The city has given an easement to the Port District so that they can have their ramp to the float. So access is city sponsored, as is parking.
And that parking too.
And the parking for them. Mm-hmm. One other adjustment here is there is a reserve account, mm-hmm, for that.
There is? For Schooner Wharf?
Yeah. I mean, the Port District has money set aside for that, mm-hmm, for the repair of that.
Mm-hmm. So is that part of the municipal budget, or is that just the Port District?
It's part of the Port District's budget.
So it's from the Port District?
Yeah. So I don't know how you want to separate it out, whether it's in this and it's an addendum at the end, but it is a facility because it's on the Harbor Trail.
Yep.
You know, it's another one of those nodes that people walk to or will use on the Harbor Trail, and it is a form of public access as long as the Port District keeps it open. So I don't know how you...
Who owns the Port District? What's that?
The Port District is a, I continually refer to them as a semi-quasi-pseudo governmental organization. They're chartered by the state.
It's established by the state.
Established by state law, and it runs parallel to the city. There are 5 elected members.
You're one of them, right?
No.
You were?
No, I was at one point. And they have not sole authority, but they have shared authority over encouraging merchant traffic in Rockland Harbor.
Overall.
So the reason they have that is those are all inspected vessels that carry passengers. So it's a form of public transportation, in effect.
So they don't, they own the dock, but not the, no property.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yes. And they have the leases, the bottom leases, the submerged land leases for their docks from the state. Yeah. way too complex.
So to me, when we think about it, I guess this is really my question for you guys. If you're thinking about this as part of the harbor plan, my observation is that even though it's not a municipal facility like Snow Marine Park, for example, it's still a key public facility, if you will, right?
Yeah.
So it makes sense to keep it in here, yeah. Particularly as a key finding, and then maybe we start to talk about, you know, action items related to that, and maybe it's more, you know, relationship-oriented action items or something like that. But I have it in here as a point because I think it's worth identifying, and I just to be sensitive to it, I'm not. I didn't keep it in here because I thought, like, the city of Rockland, and I don't want to create some issue that doesn't exist, you know, with the port district in the city, but I think it's an important property.
It's a different relationship because they are a governmental organization, and they already have a relationship with the city of Rockland in terms of us having given them an easement, as opposed to, say, the apprentice shop, which has a boat launching ramp that people can use, but it really has no parallel with the city at the moment.
Yeah, which so, is why I mean, I wouldn't list the apprentice shop in the same way I would list this one.
So it is a different relationship.
Yeah. What about dredging required to keep the depth for the schooners to come in?
Yeah, they're working on that now.
They're working on that.
They are?
Yeah. That's paid by the port.
That'll be paid by the port.
Not the city.
Yeah.
Are the members of the port district elected by the citizens of Rockland or Knox County?
They are 5-year terms, and I think basically there's one a year that comes up every year. This last year, nobody ran.
Yeah.
We had 2 empty seats.
Yeah.
And so the city council has the authority to appoint people.
Okay.
And so there are 2 new people who've been appointed to that.
But it's on
but
the ballot?
But this is a city thing.
But it's on the ballot.
Not a county thing.
City.
Yeah. Well, it's established by the state, but it's
but,
the city
but the
of Rockland.
People who serve are elected by the people of Rockland.
Yes, it is. They have to be live in Rockland. It's on the municipal ballot as opposed to the state.
Yeah, I remember seeing it. Yeah. I just didn't know if it was on county thing or a city thing. Okay.
So, yes.
So, what I'll do is revise the key findings related to that, adding a couple of the details that we talked about tonight, because I think it's just important to point that out. And then the link is really the Harbor Trail and the land side that they use is what's owned by the city. Does that make sense? Good. All right.
Does it make sense to list all the other ones alphabetically and then put this one last in the list?
It might. I mean,
just to separate it out a little bit more.
Yep. 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 Good look at that. All right.
Another property you can do the same way is Dragon has now allowed the city to use land there at the end of Lawrence Street, the mechanic. Next to the Dragon Pier, that city's now allowed to use that for public as well.
All the way to the water?
Yeah. Or across the tracks there. Yeah. Like we used to have an agreement for the beach. Now we have the beach, but they're doing the same thing with that land next to it, which is the best overlook of the whole harbor.
All the way to the silos?
No, because their piers, you know, they have a fenced-in property where where they load where the dock is for the barges, but up to that fence, that grass area, that point that goes all the way out to the water. They said, we're free to use that. They can take it back at any time, just like they used to do for the beach. But that's now a piece of property that the city has for public access. I don't know how long that agreement is.
Right.
I don't see Dragon using
it. Are the railroad tracks owned by Dragon or?
No, they're owned by the railroad. Yeah.
They're owned by the state.
Yeah.
The right of way is all over the states.
Yeah. All the way to the beach.
Yeah. So.
Every once in a while, there is a train at the beach. If you back up that far.
Keeps going through ownerships, too.
Yeah.
We spent a lot of time talking about the fish pier and a couple of things. I know there's a big, the big project that's going on right now is supposed to be finished in 2021. So Matt, this, when you get a chance to kind of review this a little bit, just make sure we add all the things that we need to add, or we've said what we need to say about that. I also noted that in its current configuration, the fish pier is at capacity, but it's also really important, to remain flexible and to provide the long-term, dockage and transient space and whatever that's going to help support the industry moving forward. And as this sort of, for this one, it sort of brought up for me, there is already kind of a maintenance plan, because you probably were forced to do it when you when you got some money. But mm-hmm. also, there's a reserve account for the fish pier. But and then the only other property that has a reserve account is Harbor Park. Is that right?
Correct.
Yes, sir.
So that means Middle Pier, Public Landing.
It's the Port Development Reserve.
Okay.
And it doesn't specify mm-hmm. which one of the city's facilities. It should be available to any of the city's facilities that need it, whether it's the public landing or the, as a councilor, I'd say sure. Mm-hmm. It's available to anything that needs it. If you need to put in new pilings for...
One says what? Harbor Park, and then another one is the Port Development.
So is there one just for Harbor Park?
It might have been new right when I came on, I think.
Because I didn't know that we still had that. I thought it was folded in.
I think it's 25,000 a year, something like that.
Okay.
I don't know if they fold it in, in the budget area.
I don't know.
How much is in these reserves?
150,000.
In the port?
In the port development, something like that is a round number. I have a question about the fish pier. Mm-hmm. This is, should we be putting in there, we have that storage space at the top. If you go down to the fish pier, at the top it's just used for storage. Mm-hmm. Should we put on there that, we should be looking at, is that the best use of that piece of property? We have a piece of, is storage really something we want right on the waterfront? And if we have an opportunity to put in a working waterfront facility, would that be a better use of that piece of property? If it's just storage, for lobster traps or gear, we could do something behind City Hall or something, come up with another piece of property. Obviously, it's easier to put stuff up there because they just do it on with the front end, with the fork truck.
Mm. Yeah, generally, they use it for gear work.
Yeah, but is that the best use of a valuable piece of mm-hmm. in the harbor? As a question, is this something that we should put in there that, over the next few years we should look at that mm-hmm. as that area develops?
Who do the lobster traps belong to?
Individuals at lobster from the pier.
Okay, so they're not...
They rent a space.
It's an extension of the pier property.
Yeah, I've seen it, actually.
What could be a buildable site.
Yeah.
If there's some greater use, obviously we want to keep it as commercial fishing related.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
But if somebody wants to put in a fast frozen fish place or something like that, some facility that's marine related, not
right.
marine related, but commercial fishing related,
right.
is that a better use than
storing lobster
just
traps.
Storing lobster gear that in many cases is just unusable stuff?
What's the revenue from the lobster gear?
It's pretty low, a couple thousand maybe.
Not the highest and best
no.
use. Yeah, no. So should we be looking at the potential, not that it isn't a good use, mm-hmm. but is there a way to quantify that in a sentence that says, this might be an opportunity?
So would that be a key finding or perhaps more of a recommended action?
A recommended action.
So I just wrote it down as a note. When we get to there, maybe we look at what we already have and see if it needs to be modified or added. Okay. Well, why don't we dive in? And you guys can look at the key findings and make sure I didn't miss anything when you really dive through your review, but for goals, you know, again, just trying to kind of think about the broadest goal and then working toward objectives and then specific action item, action recommendations. So the goal I had drafted up based on our conversations was to provide ample opportunities for residents, businesses, and visitors to connect with Rockland's harbor and maritime heritage throughout the city. So again, the topic is public access. And then we have several objectives that are associated with that and backed and related back to some of our key findings. Maybe the better option here is, do you want to go through them one by one now, or do you want to hit the action items and then you guys can stew on the objectives?
What do you mean access throughout the city? As a goal.
Which number?
Just the goal.
Just under goal, it says harbor and maritime heritage throughout the city. I mean, we're just talking about the waterfront, right?
Yep. Maybe I should just change it to water throughout the waterfront?
Or just
or period.
Get rid of it throughout the city. Get rid of it.
You can get rid of it throughout the city
yep.
completely.
That's a good edit.
Oh, I see.
Yep.
So there is there still a seasonal public restroom at the beach?
At the
are they still doing that?
Porta potties.
Putting in a
yep.
There, I mean, there's porta potties at Snow Marine Park,
mm-hmm.
Sandy Beach.
Mm-hmm.
There's two at the public landing.
One mm-hmm. and Chickiwaukee, yeah.
And the ones at Chickiwaukee. Yeah. There's none at the breakwater anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Got it.
Just so there are seasonal.
Yep, ones. I'll make that change.
Is there anything in the lighthouse?
No. Not public news.
And if you can figure out a way to do it.
Well, I mean, yeah. Personally, I could, but.
Overboard discharge?
No, it'd be great to have a restaurant and a shuttle that goes back and forth and takes
yeah.
people out
oh,
there.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah. Coffee shop?
Mm-hmm.
But how do you handle waste?
Particularly coffee
out there. Yeah.
You'd have to do a composter.
But you'd so overwhelmed what a compost could.
Yeah.
Is that the main obstacle? Is the
there's no water.
Electricity, mm-hmm. water.
There's no utility.
There's electric out
yeah.
there.
Yeah.
But,
it's know. Rustic.
It's, yeah.
yeah.
It's rustic. Yeah. A couple outhouses.
Yeah, all good right. luck servicing them. Yeah.
Yeah. Do you want to go through the objectives, or do you want to take some time to read them? I'll go through.
Go through. Mm-hmm.
All right. So, objective number one was a healthy working waterfront supported by adequate commercial access points and related infrastructure. Number two, public facilities along the waterfront are interconnected via multi-use trails and paths. Number three, public access for active and passive recreation available at multiple locations throughout the waterfront. Number four, increased physical access opportunities in the northern half of Rockland's waterfront. Should that be southern half?
No, you want to increase in the northern half. The southern half has a bunch.
Right.
That's sort of in the gist in here. On Front Street, that's where there's sort of a little park along Front Street up on the ledge cliff looking over on
yeah.
O'Hare's. That's O'Hare's property, right?
I think so, yeah.
It's private.
It's private.
But they sort of built it as public access.
Yeah.
But we don't have any agreement with them. It's just they've sort of built it to let people use, right? Because that is a nice overlook on the north end.
Oh, yeah.
It's not something the city owns, but it's nice they did that.
Is that part of Harbor Trail?
Not yet, because Harbor Trail doesn't go over there yet, I don't think. It doesn't get around that corner.
Mm-hmm. Is that something we ought to note as an action item?
Well, you were talking about, on the first page you say, you know, there's a bunch of places where the public sort of has access, but there's no inventory of it.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. It'd be good to have an inventory.
Yeah.
But that's one that I think a lot of people don't realize is there.
Yep. Yeah, we've been talking about this for over 12 months, and I didn't realize it was there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know where Front Street is?
Yep.
Yeah. There's a nice, a few years ago, they built a park.
Yeah.
Cool. And it's private, but with some rights to the public, or just
by the nice, the kindness of the... Benches along the sidewalk, and you can sit there and watch the sunrise over the schooners. It's beautiful.
Cool.
I mean, if you were going to put in, I haven't been to the Harbor Trail meetings, but if you were going to put in a Harbor Trail, it would be up high like that, so you have the view.
Right.
Looking down on all the...
Looking over top of the...
You wouldn't want people walking right through the middle of O'Hara, not O'Hara's, but of Brock's or whatever, but that would be an important node there.
Yeah.
Okay.
To me, to work that, the way to do that corner is if you could get Knights to allow people to walk through. You could get through Knights to Apprentice up the hill by Steelhouse and then along Front Street. That would be able to continue the trail. It's all private.
Right. We do have a sidewalk there, so we have access to some kind of a, depending on, you know, whether we wanted to plant trees or whatever, and make it a more attractive path.
One thing, when we're talking about the working waterfront, we spent a lot of time trying to define what that was. Should we be referring here to some sort of definition of what, or do we just go with what everybody wants to read into it?
I think what my reflection or recollection is, we decided to go with whatever people want to read into it.
I think as we work through the final draft of this, there will be some definitions of some of those hard things.
But leaving it open for future.
Yeah.
Yeah. To me, I think I'm happy to do whatever the committee wants to do. I thought the way we left it with working waterfront was that, you know, there's a bunch of different ways to look at it. You know, the state has defined working waterfront in some ways, in particular as it relates to their funding mechanism to protect the working waterfront. There's a few other ways to look at it, and I think fundamentally, you know, what I think is that, you know, there's a bunch of core elements to it, and then there's just some things on the fringes that could be included or not included depending on the program that you're looking at. But if we wanted to define it somewhere, we would define it maybe earlier in the...
No, I just couldn't remember how we had defined it, but we didn't.
I think it's better to kind of leave it open-ended because it gives you a little more flexibility.
But yeah, if we can't agree, we'll leave it open-ended.
Right. Yeah, I think we're going to spend a couple weeks talking about, well, no, what do you mean working waterfront? What do you mean by working waterfront? I think, whatever. All right, good question, though. Where were we? Number five? View corridors to the water throughout the city. Important scenic views are identified and protected. Number seven, public facilities that are fully accessible to the extent feasible. Number eight, funded reserve accounts for maintenance and improvements. Number nine, clean, accessible, and modern restrooms at waterfront facilities that receive the most use. This is number 10, infrastructure that can withstand flooding associated with sea level rise and storm surge. And number 11, community events and festivals are encouraged at waterfront facilities and managed to maintain access to the water for all. Missing anything? Yes?
Is it possible in the funded reserve accounts thing to work for maintenance and improvements for a periodic ecological surveys, so you know what's down in the harbor? We've talked about it from time to time, but
let me just jump back to the last month's run, and I don't know where I put it. Right here. Just so you know, last month, we had earlier kind of like we'll call it harbor and mooring management. And so one of the action items under that was standby. Kind of trying to figure out, I'm trying to remember where it was. I may be confusing this with another topic. Under Harbor Health, I have a whole section on Harbor Health.
Oh, great. Okay.
That we haven't gone over yet, but one of the action items under that is going to be something like working with partners to prepare a state of the harbor report, which can serve as a baseline for Harbor Health and focus on areas that inform better decisions on municipal use and regulation. And we also have coordinating with applicable state and federal agencies, prioritizing funding that improves stormwater separation, monitor municipal waste treatment, identify partners for collaboration in Harbor Health knowledge, opportunities, and threats.
It also ties in with the cruise ship issue,
yep.
too.
Yep. That's all in there. I put all that environmental cruise ship stuff under Harbor Health. We just haven't had a chance to go over it yet, but thanks for reminding.
So is that going to be available, that document you were just referring from?
Yeah, so that part is my draft, and I'm basically working through kind of tightening up the language, and then I'll share it with everybody.
Great.
Yep.
Now, what do we mean by active and passive recreation?
I think it's biking and sitting on the bench watching the water.
Yes. That's a good way to look at it.
Fishing.
Passive recreation is more like picnicking or sitting by the water at a bench.
Making you swing by Dunkin', getting your coffee and donuts.
Right. Yeah, drive down for lunch.
So
active recreation.
Say active and passive, or just public access for recreation?
I think it's there's a distinction between the two.
And number nine, don't we want clean, accessible, and modern restrooms wherever we need them, rather than just those that receive the most use?
Yeah.
I mean, it's a long-term goal, not that we're going to be, building a bathroom every block. But
clean, accessible, and modern restrooms at waterfront facilities.
Period.
Period? Or where necessary, or?
I think period.
Period?
Yeah.
That's an objective.
Yes. It's an objective.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Anything else on a quick review?
I think there have been reviews of the scenic values of Rockland Harbor before.
And yep.
Probably some.
We talked about it a little bit already in comps for scenic view sheds, not comp view sheds, but basically scenic corridors. And I think what we've talked about in this setting even is making sure that it's more formal. We need to know where they are valued by the city before you can start to think about how you deal with them.
Well, there was an inventory and assessment done when I was in CONSCOM. We were talking about the corridor that goes along Route 1.
Yep.
And comes up through.
Yep.
I don't know if anybody remembers what that was, but
Route 1.
They did a scenic inventory.
But they did a scenic inventory there.
Yep.
As part of that.
It was Gateway 1.
Gateway, yeah.
Yep. And we have that.
Okay.
My sense is everything's kind of like all in little pieces, and we got to try to pull it together.
Yep.
So this is just an objective to do that. And then action.
I mean, I think the things that they were calling out were pretty obvious to those of us who are in Rockland.
Sure. Yeah, there's probably no surprises.
No.
Okay. Good. All right. Let's hit the recommended action items. So the similar organization, I started off with the general stuff and then worked into the more specific locations. So in this one, I haven't gotten to the point of saying this action item relates to the goals up above yet, but I'll go back and do that. For tonight, though, I want to think about I've taken a whack at responsibility, but not always timeline. Sometimes timeline, sometimes not. But if we could, do you agree, disagree, should we modify this action item? And then is it really staff responsibility? And, the timeline should be ongoing or short-term, medium-term, long-term. So the first one I had was improve public access to the northern half of the harbor and, when feasible, acquire appropriate rights or land. Staff kind of short-term, ongoing kind of evaluation.
seems like that's two different things to me. Improving public access might mean building a sidewalk or something like that, whereas acquiring property rights is a much more complicated legal action sort of thing.
Okay. Anybody else?
I don't object to either one of them. I just...
Yeah, I think the way I tried to think about this one, Callie, was I'm happy to separate the two, first of all. But the way I, just to give you a little sense of how I was thinking about it is, first of all, yeah, you want to improve public access. And it could be in a bunch of different forms. And then, as part of that, you know, where it makes sense, you acquire rights to that or
that allow you to approve that access, is what you're saying?
Yep.
Okay.
So it's almost part of the same. It's, your point is a good point. And I think, in my mind, they were covered by that.
Mm-hmm. I'd want to add that this could be a Harbor Trail Committee thing.
Yep.
Right? Because that's what we're talking about by, you know, in the North End, is a view corridor kind of thing. You'd probably also want to add, well, city staff, all of these things also are city council things, though, too.
Yeah, actually, that was a question I had. As I started going through this a little bit, I know last time I kept city council in there, but I kind of feel like city council is it's overarching.
Yeah.
So it's almost like, you know, if you were to think about an action item as we don't want to identify five different responsible parties because then nobody's going to do it. So we really like to target one, maybe two, three at the most responsible parties. And then I'm actually thinking about taking city council right out
of
it.
That's what I was going to say. If you're not going to add them to all of these things, then they probably shouldn't be there at all.
I mean, that's kind of the way.
Yeah.
That's where I was starting to head with it. Does that make sense to everybody?
Abolish the city council.
So moved.
So these right now are for general.
I know, we had a quorum.
Those are public access general. And then we're going to get into like the properties.
Because the North End, probably the way to increase access is rather than buying land is just to try to get public access to the properties.
Easements.
Easements.
Yeah.
So what I mean is acquire appropriate rights doesn't mean you have to purchase it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's going to be an easier way to do it.
Yep.
You know, there may be rights to it that are established because people have always used that. It's, what's it called?
Prescriptive rights.
Prescriptive rights.
Yep. Actually, one of the action items in here is to try to study that.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Actually, I think the committee took a vote on that one specifically.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I added it in. So the next one I had was consider appropriate uses for the city-owned lot on the Samoset Road.
Mm-hmm. And that might go to the Parks Committee, too.
Yeah.
Now, isn't that, there's no parking there. And isn't it rather steep to get down to the water? It sort of falls
off a cliff. Yeah, it's undeveloped. So it'd be...
But it goes down and then...
Mm-hmm. It's...
So you'd have to build steps or something to get down there.
The way I look at it is we've recognized it as a key property, and somebody needs to take the time to figure out what's the most appropriate use for that property. Mm-hmm. And that's what we're recommending.
A kayak park.
Could be anything. Maybe the ad hoc committee lives on and makes a recommendation for that. Who knows? Okay. The next one is support and prioritize obtaining permanent public access rights to the boardwalk and pedestrian access rights, I should say, to Rockland Breakwater. What do you think about prioritizing the timeline of that? Ongoing, short term, long term?
I think that would be pretty long-term. What do you think,
Sue? I think long-term.
I think it's not going to happen anytime soon. It may as well be long-term. Yeah.
When you say long-term, that means that it's not going to get done, basically.
It's not going to get done anytime soon. Smith's not going to give up control of the boardwalk.
And how about Samoset or the ocean properties? Are they, own the access to the breakwater?
They own from the end of the road to the beginning of the breakwater.
Yeah.
That dirt path. They've allowed people to walk there. But they're, from my understanding, they're not interested in having people upgrade it and stuff because then they kind of lose control. I don't know. So that would be, that corridor could be one might be able to work out, getting a permanent public access and making a better trail.
So I think that should be an ongoing issue if we're going to have both of those items in there.
What is the city ownership for Mary Reed Park, since that's actually owned by the Samoset, but it's basically also a park? Mm-hmm. Is it an easement? There must be some legal thing there.
Yep.
Where's that?
That's an easement.
It's the park at the, just before you
at
get
the
off
end of the park,
to
at the
walk
end of the
down to the breakwater.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we got permission to do that. We got
so it has to be somewhere codified somewhere.
Yeah, it is. It's a right of way to the water.
Yeah. But we got a more permanent because when we were talking about building there,
yeah,
the city was talking about building something there. They talked to Samoset about it, and I thought they got more permanent.
I don't think we've ever gotten
no.
past that.
They got stuck there.
That other than the right of way
okay.
to the water, it's basically how the road goes down there. It's mm-hmm. whatever it is, a four rod road
mm-hmm.
goes all the way down to the water, but it's just a right of way. And in fact, our right of way goes this way. If you look towards the water on the right, there's a Samoset,
mm-hmm.
Not the Samoset, on the right hand side is a fence for the Jameson Point
mm-hmm.
people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And there's a sort of a triangular piece that we still don't even have the right of way for.
Mm-hmm.
It's only because they allow us to use it. Mm-hmm. And the same is true on mm-hmm. the left-hand side where the path starts.
It's kind of informal.
It's very informal.
Because mm-hmm. remember,
yes.
DEP protected it once against Samoset
yes.
when they wanted to build on it.
Right.
Because there's such a high value scenic,
because
scenic
the view.
View there. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think we were just trying to capture,
right.
in our past conversations, the
yeah.
idea that first of all, key findings recognize that those two things are important,
yep.
and we want to support and prioritize obtaining some sort of permanent access rights to whatever that might be.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess I would fall back to David's comment about maybe that really should be ongoing instead of long term, because that means you're actively kind of working on it as opposed
sure.
to just saying we're not going to get to it until.
Unless you want to separate them and then make one long term and one.
You could do that too, but. So the next one, I would say, is also ongoing, but it's obtain additional rights to improve connectivity of public access rights along the waterfront. And that's more general than those two specific ones, but similar
mm-hmm.
train of thought.
Now you have city staff here as being responsible for all these. Aren't the Harbor Trail, shouldn't they be included in some of these items?
Probably.
The Yorf thing, remember the Yorf?
I put Harbor Trail for this one.
But I mean, the third one down this,
30 years ago.
What we were just talking about, the boardwalk and the breakwater.
Yep.
That should be
well,
Harbor Trail as well.
So to me, the difference is this is a very specific action. And like, city staff needs to go out and actually start working on trying to figure that out, whereas the Harbor Trail committee might say, we agree, this is an important thing. But you're not actively negotiating with, you know what I mean? It's a different role. That's just the way I thought about it. The next one I had was, continuously improve the public's experience along the waterfront. That seems like another broad term, kind of ongoing. Also, again, I know you guys aren't shy, so let me know if it doesn't, if none of that makes sense. The next one is continuously evaluate opportunities to enhance the city's portfolio of waterfront properties or rights of way.
It's pretty similar to number four
yeah.
and
yeah.
three.
I might take out number four.
Continuously improve the public's experience. That's almost a goal. overall, isn't it? Ample opportunities for residents, businesses, and visitors to connect and enjoy Rockland's Harbor and Maritime. I don't know. I'm getting too picky here.
Nope. I'm going to write that down. Is this a goal or an objective?
The difference between your recommended number 4 and number 6 is connectivity.
Yep.
One of them is pushing the nature of a harbor trail where everything's related.
Yep.
And the other one isn't. It's just individual pieces of property. If you want to add connectivity somehow to the definition in 6, then you cover them both. But that's why they're separate.
Got it. I'll take a look at that and see if we can either keep them or combine them. How about review city ordinances and propose appropriate standards or incentives to encourage public access as a part of all waterfront development projects? Talked about that, maybe just evaluating the rules so that when you have a project come before you, you can actually use the information about scenic resources or whatnot to help integrate those kinds of things into good private sector projects.
Well, so some of these waterfront development projects might be improvement of the fish pier or something. You don't want to have the public all encourage the public to go down there.
I think some people actually view it as opposite. They do want to encourage, maybe not in the middle of the pier while they're moving bait around, but
yeah. I think in later goals, I think we might actually talk about enhancing a little bit of the public access around the fish pier. Because, yeah, some people think that's kind of interesting. I think there's a way to. Some other projects I've worked on, too, it's like figuring out a way to separate that from the actual activity. It's important, but it's good to be able to, it's an attraction sometimes.
Safety.
Safety, yeah.
Oh, good.
Okay. This is where I just wrote Front Street benches and O'Hara property here. I don't know if there's something, probably the goals are broad enough here to incorporate that, but I wrote that as a note. Mm-hmm. All right. Next one is conduct a comprehensive review of current and historic public access points, maintain existing and historic rights of access. So this is like what you guys voted on, basically. Right. I don't know if that's a short-term thing, immediate.
I would think you'd need to start with that to prioritize what to do in the future.
Yep.
That should be a short-term thing. That should be something that we should be really recommending. A lot of this stuff is those goal things, but this is one of those things that I think this committee all agrees that's a step.
To start with an inventory.
Yeah, that's information.
And maintaining should be ongoing.
Yeah.
Maybe I can separate those out. Okay.
Or separate them.
Yeah, that's what I mean. So one of them would be...
No, I'm editing your edits.
Separate them. Maintain existing historic rights of access would be its own thing. Mm. Okay. Consider anticipated sea level rise and storm surge during the useful life of all projects, of the project and all capital investment decisions. So we talked about potential sea level rise, and we showed the current mapping for that 30 to 50 year planning horizon for particular investment opportunities or options, and the idea that you kind of need to start to think about those, the effects of that when you're making an investment, what that means. Is up to the project, but should be a kind of an ongoing analysis when you're making an investment. Does that make sense? Okay. Provide public restrooms, ideally flush toilets, at key waterfront properties.
Haven't we already done that?
That was a goal. There was an objective to provide restrooms, and now we're saying preferably key, ideally flush toilets.
Well, we define restrooms back here. Clean, accessible, and modern restrooms.
Yeah.
This is just the specific action related to that objective. Now, I think the modification we made was when we're just talking about key waterfront properties, we're talking about all, but...
You say HM? Is that
Harbor Master?
Yes.
You, my man.
I just want to make sure it wasn't up here. Yeah. You're just like, man.
All right. How about explore areas within the city which would be appropriate to accommodate overnight parking for harbor boaters and revise the parking policies as necessary?
Is this where we want to be more specific about recommending that they investigate parking for a fee to help pay for the infrastructure? This becomes a more concrete thing that if we're going to provide.
Is each one of these boxes going to expand later?
I don't know.
Otherwise there's not enough room here to put all of. Skipping through. I'm assuming that this is basically a heading for an action that's going to be later.
This is where I would say, this committee is making a recommendation that the staff and the parking committee. Mm-hmm. Explore areas within the city that would be appropriate to accommodate overnight parking for harbor boaters and revise parking policies as necessary. Which could include a fee. And then, we say, when should they do that? Right now. Mm-hmm. Or 2 years from now, or 10 years from now. And then that's as far as it's going to go in this plan. But mm-hmm. the details of that would be, we're saying somebody really needs to work out the details of how that is, but we recognize that as a need mm-hmm. for public access, and somebody needs to do it right away, or whatever you tell me. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
It's like we're not going to I think we could spend a lot of time trying to work out all the nuts and bolts of how that.
Each one of these things.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. But we don't want to do that.
I think that should be short-term.
Short-term?
Yeah. Don't we need parking?
Now? We need to deal with trailers, boat trailers. Another place to put people drop off boats.
Yeah, and I think that's part of the discussion is now. All right, we need overnight parking, but for who and for what? How are we going to accommodate it? Where should they go? What do the current rules say? How do they need to be revised? That's a whole project, but it's important to do. Okay, short term.
Yeah.
All right. Develop the capital improvement plan for key waterfront infrastructure and associated reserve accounts. Matt?
That's a biggie. Mm-hmm.
Seems like it. Yep.
All right. Right along with flush toilets.
Perfect. That's part of it, isn't it?
I think this is a lot more comprehensive. This one is. Yeah.
Okay. So the next one I had was breakwater and harbor light. Just a couple of ones. Work with the Samoset and Jameson Point residents who identify a location at or near the end of Samoset Road for a public restroom. And that could be any kind of public restroom, I'd say. And then the next one is work with the Samoset to obtain an easement for Harbor Trail. And then in the previous section, we have already talked about working with the Army Corps to maintain the breakwater and all that other stuff. Anything else we need to add to that? Is there anything like adequately fund the lighthouse maintenance or whatever?
Work with the main lighthouse foundation. Or I guess current... leaseholders, mm-hmm. I guess.
Do we think that there's a parking problem, that there's any solution to up there that we should be looking at addressing?
I don't see a solution.
It's one of the most viewed, right?
Yeah.
One of the most viewed parts of the city.
Yeah. I mean, if that where the landfall was that's now city property. I mean, I know it's a half mile down the road, but that could be overflow parking.
Potential.
Can I get back to the, so working with the current leaseholders to do what?
Maintenance.
Yeah, the lighthouse really needs maintenance.
Improve the lighthouse too.
So.
It's touchy on improvements because it's historical. So it has to be, I was speaking with Bob Trapani, mm-hmm. and basically every piece of wood needs to be replaced with that exact piece of wood.
Mm-hmm.
So that part's difficult.
Mm-hmm.
But maintenance for sure.
Yeah.
So is it, I mean, working with means a lot of different things. So is there anything we can do to narrow that down? Like, yeah, we can work with them, but that just means we're sitting at the table and having a conversation with them, or are we encouraging the city to be more actively engaged in funding repairs and maintenance, or?
That'd be a good question for Ed, if it's feasible or not.
Is what, if we could set money aside for it too? Mm-hmm. I think the whole point of allowing a private group to do it and not charging them any money was that was their job, was to repair it.
Maybe we need to revisit it if it's not being repaired.
I mean, we probably should revisit the lease with them. They'd probably prefer it like that too.
But lease with who?
With
Maine Lighthouse Foundation, I think it's called.
Yeah.
And they're supposed to maintain it?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And they have done maintenance, especially on the inside. The inside's pretty good shape. The outside's where it's starting to really fail. They did some painting this last summer, but it's starting to deteriorate to the point where you need to start replacing a lot of the wood.
We had, and this might be the place for it, there is a committee, a city committee, which is a Lighthouse Advisory Committee, and it hasn't met in 12 years. 14 years, and it might be appropriate to reconstitute that mm-hmm. as an active committee to investigate all these issues. Yeah.
I mean, that's such an iconic place for Rockland. It really needs attention.
So if you activate the committee, what's the charge? I don't know. Here's what I'm trying to get at.
The
term work with or activate the committee, it would be great, I think, to be a little more specific than that, if there's something that we can be more specific on. And maybe it is, the short-term action is to work with the current leaseholders to review and revise the lease as necessary to support maintenance of or encourage maintenance of or something like that. But you have to, it'd be good to have something that says, in the short term, this is what you're going to do, and that may lead to other things. But you got to, I think, try to avoid, in this situation.
More than just a lease, though. It should be something, coordinate with the leaseholders to assure the maintenance and best use of the property or access to it or something.
I'm trying to remember. I'm going to look it up. It'll take me a while. Exactly what the charge of the committee is.
I think you're getting, David, you're kind of getting to where I'm headed. It's like, here's your charge. Even if it's just that we could say and activate the Lighthouse Advisory Committee to do that, but they need to be tasked with something.
Well, they certainly want to coordinate, be the in between the coordination point between the city and the lighthouse and the leaseholders.
Right.
Maybe they need to develop plans for the preservation of the lighthouse as an ongoing project or something along those lines.
Supervised by the city staff?
No, but this year we're going to do this, and next year we're going to do that.
Yeah, maybe it's coordinate with the current leaseholders to develop a comprehensive maintenance plan for the lighthouse. And, potential
is that
prioritizing.
Is that sexy enough to attract people to join the committee?
No, and it could just be staff. I mean, it doesn't have to be the committee that does it. I'm not saying anything bad about the committee. I don't know that, but it seems like they've been around.
Ending before too long. What are you going to be doing on Thursday?
I don't know, it's a scary thought.
Action item number 5, nominate David Wiley to chair the...
Did you want to get through this tonight?
Can one person be a committee?
We're rocking through here.
I'm just saying. There's quite a few.
We don't need to.
I think if you had one person per committee, then you'd get a lot more done.
Wouldn't that go well?
All right, I think I can add a couple of things to that. Commercial fish pier. You know, do you guys want, I mean, it is 7:05, sorry. Do you want me to keep reading through and we can get as many, get as far as we can get for a little while?
Sure.
Okay. Seems, again, I'm sensitive to the fact that we're just slogging through it, but I think the only way to do this is to actually slog through it.
Well, I mean, if you want to prioritize them too, because there are a lot more things that you really want some feedback on. Maybe you could skip over some of the lesser ones and...
Yeah, I mean, we're coming up on the couple that I do want. The fish pier and the middle pier and public landing are really the key. I mean, that's one I'd like to spend a little... So if we can get through these next two tonight, that'll be a win. So, all right. So for the commercial fish pier, we had consider options to maximize flexibility and adapt to changing needs in the commercial fishing industry, and that's ongoing. Again, it is broad, but I think it gives you the long-term sort of directive. Add additional floats and ramps as necessary to support the needs of the fish pier users. So we've talked about this a little bit, and Matt and I talked just briefly about it today, but making sure that you know, you're adding this, that particular facility might be a need in the immediate term, but I put that, or in the short term.
Short term,
sorry. Yep. Explore ways to add additional cooler space and move coolers out of the flood zone. I think that was an issue, wasn't it?
It was.
Is it still with the project that's going on?
It's not going to be in the project, simply because of funding.
So it should still be in there?
Is that for bait or for
fish? Yeah, generally they use them for bait. Yeah. Right now they use, a lot of them use portable, you know, 18-wheelers with a cooler on
it. Reefer truck.
Reefer truck, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So is that important?
I'd leave it in there.
Okay. Investigate additional areas for dredging to add berthing and docking space, ideally as part of the current improvement project. So we talked about that inside of, kind of think about the fish pier as like an L, and the inside of the L seems like a really good opportunity to add some space. And so I just put it in there, and thinking, you know, since you're already going through a potential dredge, if there's anything you wanted to do immediately to say, hey, can we just tack, you know, what's it going to be to tack this on now as opposed to trying to do it later? I don't know if that's feasible or not, but that's why it's in there like that.
I did talk to the engineers specifically about that L portion, and the thought was to actually take the dredge spoils, put them in that spot and cap it and use it as more pier space. However, when they did a budget analysis on it, it was just astronomical. So it's
wasn't there also talk about putting it in the landfill?
There has been talk about that. Right now, we're still pushing ahead with the dredge testing, and we just got the testing complete. They sent the results to the Army Corps of Engineers, so they're going to analyze it as to whether it would be feasible to go to the offshore dumping ground. If not, then we can talk about going to the landfill. You know, it's about 5,000 cubic yards. You know, not a huge amount, but...
No. There's stone ledge on that inside corner, right? That's why you can't make it deep enough without... You build up to cover that, to bring it out.
On the south side, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, there is ledge over there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Just a quick typo. You might want to take berthing out and put in...
Birthing? Yep.
No,
we want to. It's a, this is the new age.
Right, but there's water. Yes.
So we have looked at it.
I guess this is my question is the reason I put it in because we talked about it, number one, but number two, it seems like a underutilized part of the fish pier. So it could either be additional, used as an additional area.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Or it could be dredged to make it deeper so you could use the back better.
Correct.
And so do we want to write that in here?
I would leave it in there.
But not necessarily as part of the current project.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then maybe it's not immediate, it's sort of long.
Long, I'd say long term.
Long term?
Unless you come up with a couple million bucks.
Well, could happen.
You never know.
Yeah.
But there's ledge there, so it's not like so it's not like you're adding the material and then it's just going to slough out because
the issue was you can't dig, you can't dredge because you run into rock. So what you can do is you can build the pier out, you can cover that rock and build it out.
Yep.
But you do that by putting in a steel cofferdam.
Yep.
And the steel cofferdam is $1 million.
Yes, I know. I'm working on one right now. In your, one of your next door towns. Yeah. So I'm familiar with that, but it seems interesting. I like the idea. So it could be, maybe it's consider changes to the... let's see. Maybe it's not just dredging, it's more for adding space or adding space.
Usable space, yeah.
Investigate additional areas for berthing and docking spaces.
Yeah.
Well, we're combining that with the next one.
Either through dredging or by fill. Because dredging could, you could blast it out.
Yeah, I suspect that because of the riparian rights thing, you could never build that dock any bigger than it is.
Mm-hmm. You couldn't build it in, though, on the inside?
Because I think you're right up, especially where that rock is, you're right. I mean, it's something worth investigating.
Mm-hmm. On the north side, you mean?
Yeah.
Certainly not on the north side, you can't.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It's too close to the other dock over there, but on the south side, there's already a right-of-way established. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, the property line's established there. And
there's some wiggle room on the inside, though.
Yeah, on the inside of the L.
Yeah. Except that the rock is further out, but yeah.
Right.
Okay. All right, the next one is consider whether changes to the layout would improve efficiency and add capacity and space for additional uses, ideally as part of the current project. I think you're already doing that, right?
Correct, yeah.
So just going to put...
I'd almost put ongoing. The reason why I say that is because it seems as though, you know, the fisheries is ever changing, so we don't know.
Yep.
Next year, who knows? Lobster industry might slow down. We might see another industry pop up. You know, I don't know.
Okay. Consider opportunities to improve fencing by trap area that is both secure and attractive, and provide public seating and signage where the general public can view the commercial activity on the pier.
We're actually looking at doing it next summer, hopefully.
So that's immediate.
Yeah, I'd say immediate, yeah.
Okay. And then what Ed, you were just talking about earlier this evening, I just added a note called review storage area to determine if it is being used for the highest and best use. Something like that.
I mean, I think that's something that we want them to continue to look at, yeah.
Yep.
As they look at redesigning it.
Is that the same thing as consider options to maximize flexibility and adapt to changing needs in the commercial fishing industry, or?
I think it's separate.
Yeah. Separate?
Okay. Oh, yeah, we can come up with something. Certainly, you know, whether we do it
you
at the dump, we've
got
plenty of space.
It doesn't have to be right there. Last thing on
you know, the problem is the way it's evolved
and provide public seating and signage. It's kind of like a little park.
Fishermen are no longer allowed to keep their traps on their front lawn.
Right.
You know, code doesn't let you keep your traps on your front lawn in Rockland anymore.
Really?
And so, yeah, what the hell with that, you know? And so they needed another place to store it, so they started storing it at the fish pier, which makes a certain amount of sense, but maybe that's not the best use of a place to put it. Maybe we should have come up with something other than that.
Well, they can also offload it and forklift it right up to the to there rather than...
Yes.
Right. Yeah. I mean, it's easy for the guys that use it. Yeah. And they can work on them right there. That kind of thing.
Yep.
But it may be that we can tighten that space up, and still put in a, you know, that may be the place we put the coolers or something like that.
Dump the ordinance, let them put their traps back on their lawns.
Yeah.
Or no, whichever you think.
Yeah, but I mean, I think it's worth having somebody look at it and say.
I miss the traps on the lawns.
Yeah.
Yeah, as long as they look like Christmas trees.
You got them in your backyard.
All right, public landing, Middle Pier. Develop a plan to consider public landing, Middle Pier, and adjacent parks together. At one point, I had, you know, we have a lot of, we have like a little list of things that you want them to consider together. I actually have that list, I just didn't, it's not included here because I can't, it's going to be like a, should be a call out maybe. It doesn't fit well with the format as it is, so it has to be kind of something separate, but I do have it.
What does that sentence mean?
So combining
them into one park, or just the group discussion,
the way I understood it was, you know, all of those properties and their adjacent parks really need to have like a more of a comprehensive plan that sort of thinks about them as one functional space. So, you know, is it really good to have, I'm just asking questions, is this used better over here or over here? Should we have, you know, so much parking next to the water, or should we flip it around and have more green space near the water and parking away from the water? Should we move the Harbor Masters building, you know, was a separate action item, but does that really need to be a little farther away or reoriented a little bit? All those things. So there's and then key elements of other plans, like do you want to have a, you know, what type of public facilities do you really want to have there? Do you need to consider like the amphitheater or whatever, all those things. So the important point to me was maybe stop thinking about them as individual facilities and think about it all as one unit, because they really work together. And don't be tied down to the fact that this use is over here and this use is over here. If it makes more sense, maybe you have to flip-flop some things. But those are like those properties are like the key to your waterfront right there.
Yeah. At large events, they're all mashed together.
Right? Everything right there. Yep. So I may not have said it quite right, but that's what I'm trying to get at. It's hard to say that in one sentence. What's that?
I think it says it.
Yeah.
Shortly and concisely.
I don't know. To repeat.
Purchase the property located between the public landing and Middle Pier if available and feasible, and then obtain ownership rights to the access road. Well, I think the difference is they are two separate things. So one of them is a property, and one of them is the road that we use, and it's a different thing.
Isn't that all the same lot?
It is, but I think the group decided that, as this was going through, that if that piece of property was available and the city could afford or find a way, we should buy the whole piece of property. Yeah, but if we can't, then we still need to get that right
either
away.
Half that would be okay.
Yeah. And it would help us because it follows on that treating those two pieces of property, Bowie Park and Harbor Park, as one functional unit. Mm-hmm. You know, to allow us to expand the public landing dockage all the way across there, rather than having that sort of a, we'll call it a black hole, but it's the black pearl, you know, sitting in the middle. So I think that was basically what the group was getting at.
Short term? Immediate?
I would think
ownership
short term.
Ownership right away is
immediate.
Ongoing.
But as far as the old property, maybe short term.
That would be short term if possible.
So which one, are they both short term? Or is one of them immediate, like the access rights to the road?
That's immediate. We're working on that, as a matter of fact. That's in the courts.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Okay, I'm putting immediate. So I got to catch up. There we go. Create reserve account for public landing and Middle Pier, or combine with existing account for Harbor Park, and adequately fund accounts for future needs and grant matching. So this is my, I just sort of put this in here, noting that it's Harbor Park is the one that has the reserve account, and then we have, I know we have the port account. Mm-hmm. But in the goals that we've set out, or the objectives that we've set out, to have like individual areas be kind of have their own reserves. Mm-hmm. That's the reason I wrote that. So I don't know if it needs to be that way, but I'm putting it out there. Or maybe it's more general, and this is, we don't need to be that specific here.
What do you think, Matt? Do you think that each individual thing should have their reserve? Or?
Personally, I like to have it broad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just so
that, for instance, one of the peers runs into some serious issues in the short term, I can, you know, we can maybe tap from one of those accounts for either seed money for grants or actual repairs right off. But I know that they don't, I think, you know, speaking of the budget, I think people that run budgets like to have it pretty specific for audit reasons. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. I can't answer that.
I could talk to Tom about that. I have not talked to him about this part, just to see, you know, from a municipal finance perspective. I think the goal is to have each facility have enough funds so that you can actually do what you need to do to maintain, repair, upgrade, or at least have some matching funds to get grants. But is it good to start establishing an account for each one, or is it better just to have a big
fund? The thing is, the money for the park, Harbor Park Reserve, if there's a separate, comes from fees for using for events. And those events oftentimes also include the Middle Pier Park or Bowie Park.
True.
So there's no reason that money shouldn't go to either one of those two parks, because they're both parks are making the money.
Mm-hmm. That's what I, also what I was getting at is it seems weird to have one account just for that when we just said three action items ago that we need to think about that whole area as one big area.
It could certainly be a reserve that's just a Harbor Parks kind of thing, or a Waterfront Parks reserve account that we can spend on any one of them.
Yep.
But I think it's important to have the flexibility, because I mean that it's one thing if you have some anticipated expenses that are regular every year, then you can budget that way. But if it's something like the piers or something like that it's, you don't know what the weather's going to bring, or the, you know, the high degree of uncertainty there, then you need the flexibility to.
Or things like moving the Harbor Masters building or rebuilding the Harbor Masters building somewhere else.
I can see separating out the reserve account for docks from the reserve account for parks.
Too bad.
That makes a certain amount of sense.
Waterside versus
landside. Mm-hmm. Because there's no reason, if we need new public restrooms at Sandy Beach or Snow Marine Park, that's where that money should be coming from, you know, or as you say, a seed money for grants. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, and maybe you're saying the same thing, but sometimes when I think about like hard infrastructure, you know, when you buy a float, you get a new set of floats, you know that those floats only have a certain life.
Right.
So the first time you buy the float, you should already be putting money aside every year for the lifespan of that float so that you can buy the new floats. Whereas the broader topic might be, well, we really need to do a public infrastructure project at the park to improve parking, and it's just a one-off, you know, you need to maintain the paving or the grass or whatever it is, but that's a bigger kind of municipal planning project, whereas the infrastructure, like a float, you can predict the lifespan of the float, or you can predict the lifespan of the roof at the Harbor Masters building. So those are the kinds of things that I think are good for, you know, the reserve account goes back into that. Or we just invested in all new piles for commercial fish pier. Well, we know that those piles, really the lifespan of a pile is only 25 years?
15, 20?
Yeah, maybe. 20 years.
Depending on the type.
So you should be reinvesting now to replace them 25 years from now.
No. I mean,
It's not how it works?
It's not how it works. I mean, because it has to do with borrowing money and getting money at a more favorable rate when you borrow it, because inflation will eat up. If you borrow a certain amount of money, say you borrow $100,000 now to fix up the floats, in 10 years that money isn't going to be worth $100,000, it's only going to be worth $90,000 or $85,000. And if you put $100,000 in the bank now and say in 10 years I'll have that money, it's only growing at 1%. And its value will only be $110,000, but by the time you go to replace those floats, it's going to be $120,000. So you need some reserve to handle emergencies.
Definitely.
So that you have, but not for capital improvements like that. I mean, it's good if it's seed money, yep, so that you can borrow, but you don't put aside all of your money so that in 10 years you can then just say, I have enough money in the bank to replace it. Okay,
so,
but I mean, so it gets a little more complicated as far as I'm concerned in terms of how much you put aside. You don't put the whole amount aside.
Mm-hmm. But you don't currently have a capital improvement plan for anything like that?
We've had them over the years. They just get thrown away because you can't, when you're dealing with a city budget and all of a sudden the library needs a new roof, all of that money gets funded over there instead.
Yep.
So, I mean, it's just because you're trying to find a way not to increase taxes.
Sure.
So, I mean, it gets, as I say, it's more complicated than just putting aside enough.
Yep.
A capital improvement plan, because we've done this in the past, is not with the amount of money, but the life expectancy for the floats and the pilings and when they're going to probably need to be replaced,
mm-hmm,
and what the funding mechanism should be for that. But it's not a matter of setting the money aside. So I think there should be a life expectancy spreadsheet, basically. Or, I mean, it needs to be developed so that you have an idea.
Take inventory and estimate the lifespan of such things.
So you're saying you have to plan for capital improvement expenditures. You don't have to save for it.
Right.
Based on loans, though.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, yeah, or you know, projected income or raising, again, we get to, well, we're going to need to raise our fees if we want to break even to pay for these things. But I don't think you, in terms of budgeting, it's almost impossible to set aside enough money.
Yep. In the context of all the other things you have to set aside money for.
Right.
Yep.
Right. So you need an emergency fund.
Right.
Or seed money.
Or seed money. And that's, you know, but I think having some money in the parks fund and some money in this port development is very important, but it's not there to cover every single cost that's going to come up.
Well, isn't the whole municipal finance infrastructure sort of created so that you can deal with unanticipated expenditures?
Yes, on a broad basis. I mean, that's what we just did with the wastewater treatment plant.
A muni bond, and that's how it works. Yeah.
Right. We just had a failure of a pump at the wastewater treatment plant, and there was enough money in their reserve account to pay for that. Now we have to fill that reserve account back up. You know, we do that all the time. But you need to have a reserve account for those, really for the emergencies, more than for the other costs, I think.
So does the write-up that I have here make sense still, or do I need to make some adjustments about...
Which one are we looking at?
Create reserve
fourth
account
one down
for public landing middle pier, or combined with existing account for Harbor Park.
I think that's accurate,
yeah,
still.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I think it's a fluid kind of
yeah
thing. What are our future needs may not be replacing everything.
Right.
But our future needs may be, oh my God, we've got to fix something right now.
Or we have, you know, hey, we're fortunate we have a 50% match in our reserve
yeah
account, and we can get the other 100, you know, we could get 50% or whatever it is.
But you yeah might add into somewhere in there, create a rolling master plan, a 10-year master plan for expenditures.
Like
I wrote a capital yeah improvement plan for capital improvements, and I think that would kind of be a general. We might have put that in the last 2 weeks
right
ago when we talked about it, but I want to double check that.
Okay.
Because I think it's a broad topic.
Mm. Yeah.
Yep. All right. Next one, improve and possibly relocate the Harbor Master's building. Consider floodplain as well as visual and physical needs of the Harbor Master in relation to the harbor and boat traffic. So, one, I think the Harbor Master's building is in the floodplain, and two, you don't want to move it somewhere where the Harbor Master can't interact appropriately with the harbor.
And he needs a nice view, too, from his office.
He needs a nice view, well, that's what I mean. Appropriately sized windows for maximizing...
As much wind as we can get coming off the water in the winter.
Yeah. Yep. What is that? Priority-wise?
It's long-term.
I mean, the odds are...
I mean, because a lot of it has to do with what's the... When you talk about planning, combining Harbor Park and Bowie Park, where, I mean, it gets back to that plan that was part of the yachting solutions thing, is first you have to figure out what we're doing with those two parks and whether it makes sense to move it to a different park or if that park's the right place. So that flows out of, it's not, like all of these things, it's not all by itself saying, oh, let's just move the harbor. You know, if the public landing stays as the main docking, then we probably want to keep it not far from where it is, but if we're going to start moving the docking further over towards Bowie Park, then it makes sense to move it further over there.
Yep.
And if you get rid of, if we buy that piece of property in the middle, maybe it makes sense for it to be there.
So does it make sense first to develop a plan that considers Public Landing, Middle Pier, and adjacent parks together? That's a short-term goal?
Yep.
And then you're going to also short-term looking at, you know, the area between the two properties, and an immediate goal is looking at the access road. And then a long or medium-term goal would be to improve and possibly relocate the Harbor Master's building.
Sure.
So you do one before the other.
Yep.
Okay. Evaluate infrastructure needs and determine scope of improvements with consideration of past plans and concepts as well as new ideas, should be. I'm going to say that's kind of a medium term.
Evaluate infrastructure.
Yeah.
So
that's ongoing.
From my view, it needs to be more in the immediate, and the reason why I say that is because the middle pier itself is going to need some pretty major renovations in the near future. I'm saying the next few years. A lot of piles replaced, sinkholes are just getting worse, the deck needs to be replaced. So do we want to just rebuild, keep it as is, or go down the road of, like we were talking about earlier, the previous plan that we talked about a couple of years ago?
Putting dinghy dock over there, harbor.
Or go with something else, I don't know. But I'm going to say it's going to be a little bit more medium/immediate.
Just as a thought, maybe it should be, number one, evaluate infrastructure needs and determine scope of improvements for Public Landing, Middle Pier, and adjacent parks, period. Then it should be develop a plan that considers Public Landing, Middle Pier, and adjacent parks together with consideration of plans and concepts as well as new ideas. With consideration of past plans and concepts and new ideas. So that's really, the first you have to evaluate what's there.
Yeah.
Then you have to plan for them together and considering all these other things. And then you can move the Harbor Master's building.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It also has showers and laundry and stuff for both.
Right.
So it's
And so this is where
it's all intertwined.
It's all mixed together.
This is where I had
right.
in another version, and I might also say C sidebar, which says which has all those things that we talked about. And it's actually in green.
This is unfortunately all this section is more of a narrative in terms of what we should be evaluating and then planning, you know, and then funding.
Yep.
Kind of things that it's hard to do it quite like, because you get to the last one, which is another evaluate one, you know.
Yeah, this one, that's like more of an ongoing thing. So now when you're investing in the Harbor Master's building or the showers or the restrooms or whatever, you should be planning for the effects of flooding associated with sea level rise and storm surge. And when you're doing the design, you should be incorporating resiliency into the facility design improvements. I mean, it's
almost required with grants now.
Yeah. So this is a tricky one because we aren't in a position right now where we're basically saying there's no real specific action like you will move the Harbor Master's building here. It's more like we want, we're, as a committee, we're saying it's an immediate need to evaluate the needs and an immediate or short-term goal to actually come up with a plan to do that. But I don't think we can go much further than that.
No, but I mean, in terms of making it read through, it one follows after the other. Or should.
Yeah, so I'll take a whack at that, and then we'll probably have to change it around a little bit. But. All right, next one, developing policies that provide access to the public ramp, float, and harbor trail during events, revise application materials for facility use accordingly. So we've talked about the importance of all these events, and we've also talked about the need for a little, just a bit of proactive planning to make sure that people can actually, when they're not at an event, they can still get down to their boat. And that's it. It's pretty, I mean, it's not supposed to be controversial. It's basically just,
make it work.
Document riparian rights and other site considerations to better understand expansion possibilities. Again, that may be like number two after evaluating infrastructure needs, but the idea there is in order to know what your options are for changing the floats and configurations around, you kind of need to know what your constraints are or what you think they are. And then we talked about evaluating infrastructure due to flooding. Okay. Why don't we do one more?
That's a long one.
Huh?
That's a long one.
Which one?
Sandy Beach.
Yeah, I think we can get past that. How about for Sandy Beach, evaluate ADA accessibility and potential improvements. Create reserve account to adequately fund future needs. Get to delete that accounts for future needs and grant matching. Sort of the same thing. Develop permanent public restroom.
Perfect.
All right. We talked about Schooner Wharf. I'm going to keep going.
Yeah.
Talked about Schooner Wharf a little bit at the beginning, and maybe the notes I took are appropriate for adding a couple of objectives here, but what do we need to add for Schooner Wharf?
Should it be something about in concert with the port district, evaluate the risks to investments? Or working with them?
Yep.
Does the city create a reserve account for Schooner Wharf, or is that its support?
We don't have any money invested in it.
Jurisdiction.
Yeah.
So things like, now that we've had this discussion, I'm thinking about things like, do we need to work with the port district to ensure public access to the schooners, or to maintain accessibility to their facilities, or negotiate, you know, the parking lot needs to be improved. Is there anything else that we need to do there? Because understood it was, it's public land, and then there's the dock that they manage.
Is there enough space for schooners? I mean, it seems like there is. Mm-hmm. In various places around the north end.
Also, is it true that Rockland hosts the largest fleet of windjammers and schooners? I thought I heard that during our...
Yeah, I think we have one more than Camden.
Well, yeah.
Sweet. it's we win.
Yeah.
That's important.
It's close.
And then if you only want to do schooners, Angelique doesn't count anyhow.
That's right. She's the catch.
Yeah.
Perfect. All right? So we can definitively state that in our key findings. So... I think it's maybe it's continue to work with Port District on improvements to necessary
and maintain
maintenance and to access and facilities or something like that.
Yep. I mean, there is something else we might have to look at down the road. Is Lindsay Brook enters into Lerman's Cove, and everything that comes out of Lindsay Brook fills up Lerman's Cove. They're redredging faster than they thought they were going to have to dredge. And we don't know whether that's because they pumped out the quarry up the hill, or because there's more runoff than there used to be, or if that's just the natural level that it would flood at. So we might want to put in there something about continue to monitor, you know, the filling of Lerman's Cove. It may make sense for us to dig out, I don't know if it's possible, a catch basin at the bottom of Lindsay Brook to catch all of the crap that comes down there, you know, because it flows through people's cellars and picks up whatever chemicals are in there, you know, so that it doesn't flow into the harbor. It may make sense for us to investigate something like that, and then you basically just, you know where you're going to dredge, and it's not underneath the schooners.
Just dam up the brook and let it fill up people's cellars.
Well, it wouldn't dam it up, but it would be at, you know, just at the below the low tide mark, so that you basically had a hole that would be the first thing, you know, where the silt
filters it out.
I mean, I don't know if that's a possibility, but I think working with the Port District, if they have to spend $100,000 this year to dredge, and they have to do it again in another 10 years, we're starting to have enough of an investment in it. That it might make sense to find another way to do it rather than have Lerman's Cove fill up all the time, because that's crap we don't want in the ocean anyhow.
Well, especially if permitting gets even harder to get for dredging in the future.
Reviewing all the silt vulnerability sites, along, it's not a very long stream. I mean, in the end, it's...
But it's an urban stream.
Right. It flows under people's houses and flows through. Yeah. I mean, it's incredible where it flows, the number of different tributaries it has.
So maybe it's maybe add to the key findings related to this to Schooner Wharf that sedimentation from Lindsay Brook can affect the depth of Lerman Cove. And often, and has historically needed to be dredged sooner than anticipated, something like that. Mm. And then an action item would be to monitor sedimentation in Lerman Cove from Lindsay Brook to determine appropriate.
Check.
Whatever. Yeah. Something like that.
And then tell us what's there.
Yeah.
Does that work?
Yeah. I think we need to. Just the very fact that they have to dredge faster than anybody predicted. Mm-hmm. It may be that the next time we do it, it won't have to be for another 20 years. Mm. Because it is just special now. But it may not be.
And that's kind of an ongoing.
Yeah.
So there's no, we're not saying go do a remediation project. We're saying figure out what, if there's anyone needed.
Matt, who's a member of this committee, is on the Port District.
Yep.
And he would have a little bit more insight into that.
Yeah.
So
I could probably clip this out and send it to him.
Yeah.
All right. Do you guys want to run through Snow Marine Park, or do you want to call it?
What time is it?
It's 20 up.
I'm perfectly happy. My eyes are already glazed over.
Perfect.
Let's hammer through. How about it? Come on, Kelly. We can do this.
I'm with you.
Snow Marine Park. First action, plan for appropriate uses and activities and consider this property as an appropriate location for future public events and festivals.
Yeah.
Okay. Develop policies that ensure access to public ramp, floats, and harbor trail during events. Revise event application materials accordingly, similar to what we talked about on the other one. Explore options and policies for long-term or overnight parking for cars and boat trailers at Snow Marine Park.
I would almost say that's like short-term.
Short-term?
Only because it's...
And we talked about other places, too, rather than just Snow Marine.
Right.
And we just stopped people from parking on the grass, so this next summer is going to be challenging.
Mm-hmm. So is that immediate?
Yeah. I'd say immediate. Yeah.
Okay.
The public uses that park a lot.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And we're starting to see more...
trailers are getting...
Well, that, but more events down there as well.
Favorite park,
Isn't there kind of mushy ground down there?
Yeah.
Really?
90% of the time.
Does that work for events?
Come make a puddle of a pool.
Depends on what the event is.
True. I think that's all fill, isn't it, in there?
It is.
Yeah. It's all fill. Yeah, and we've looked at the flooding stuff, and if it gets to flooding, that's gone.
So in the sea level rise map, and I guess I have to go back and look at the flooding map, but the parking lot is not in the flood zone, is it? It doesn't look like it is. It's that area that's like, it looks like it was filled in.
It's in the flood zone.
The parking lot's in that.
The VE zone or whatever it is.
Yep.
But it's not in the projected tide rise zone.
Yep. So I need to look at that map, because I wasn't sure if the parking lot was in the flood zone.
Well, Snow Park doesn't drain.
Right.
It's just, it's bog.
It's all like probably marine clay.
A couple of years ago, the city looked at, talked putting more, you know, basically raising the level of Snow Park.
Put the dredge in there.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, that's
probably what happened in the past.
We actually talked about that.
That would be a possibility. It's very expensive, because you have to keep the dredge materials encapsulated, basically.
Right.
So that whatever's, it's that stuff's not supposed to be in the water, and once you dredge it up, you don't want that stuff back in the water, because it leaches through. So you would want to, you can use it, but it becomes an expensive kind of fill. But on the other hand, it may be a lot cheaper to use it that way as fill than if we have to, once the dump closes and we can no longer use our dump, it's going to be a lot cheaper than shipping it to Norwich Walk or wherever they can still take that. So, but it's going to require a lot more. You can't just say, oh, let's just take that dredge spoil stuff.
Yeah.
So, but it might be a solution, because it would be nice.
It'd make it much more usable if it were 3 feet higher.
Yeah, well, certainly if we built, you know, how the park is, we'll get to specifics, and you drive around that loop, if you had a second loop, which was basically the same thing, so you could either park here or you could park there, which would mean filling it out to a certain distance out there, that would make it double the parking or something like that. You know, you could even put in a parking lot for overnight parking. That could then, by charging for overnight parking, pay for itself.
So is there something maybe I ought to add to this list, something around the line of a developed plan to increase the grade at Snow Marine Park? To improve...
Long-term?
To improve...
Usability.
Yeah, because it's really... Yeah. It'd be much more useful if it didn't flood.
Depends on what you want to use it for, I guess.
But is fill for fill's sake a value? I mean, do you really just keep filling up mud flats for the sake of filling up mud flats? I mean, I don't know.
Well, that's if we're going to try to use it as a park. The way to make it useful as a park is to have it as dry as we can get it. My guess is there's that little wetland as the road goes around, that would stay. It'd actually make a pond out of that.
Ooh, yeah. That'd be nice. Saltwater pond.
Whatever leaches up through. Yeah. Who knows what it'd be.
I mean, that's the problem.
Could be sewage from my street.
We've had that, haven't we?
That's what it used to be.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll work, does it make sense to work something up to that along those lines, though? Okay.
Yeah.
I'll do it. Long term.
I do want to say people from the community use that park every day.
Oh, yeah.
So we don't want to turn it into a parking lot.
No.
I mean, to, you know, maybe there's in place for increased parking, but.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we wouldn't make the whole thing into a parking lot.
Right.
But just make it more usable.
Just make it.
It's used as a soccer field. It's used as, it gets a lot of use.
Yeah, it does.
It's big enough, though, that I think it could include both of those things, or all of those things.
Let's see. Make necessary repairs to the structure currently being leased, or provide a lease term sufficient for the tenant to make the repairs, and preserve the mural from Carol Siebold, there's a mural, I think, in that building.
Yes,
Carol Siebold is a...
Is that the overhead one?
Pretty well known.
No, it's all on the
side.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a nice mural.
Yep. Okay.
Take a picture of it.
Create reserve account, adequately fund account for future needs and grant matching. Same thing. Add dinghy dock and maintain onshore storage for personal watercraft. Provide a trail only.
provide a trail on the waterfront.
Yeah, it should be on the waterfront.
Oh, okay.
And stairs to the water. So I think right now, like Harbor Trail bumps in and doesn't actually go along the waterfront of Snow Marine Park, right?
Well, there's an industrial shipyard. Comes in along the road, goes around there.
Right. But putting in a, I've been an advocate for basically, you know, how the...
Cutting down into Sharps?
No. As you come down, you come to the Sharps, the building there.
Yeah.
And you come into the park, there's that tarred walkway, and it takes you to the the launching ramp.
Yes.
But carrying that all the way around the park, all the way to where, where the vocational school is.
Mm-hmm.
Flattening out a spot up there, maybe raising it, planting trees,
so
that you have a nice harbor walk trail all along the waterfront. That's, I think, what this is describing.
Yep.
That's a nice walk.
It would be a nice walk if you
could. It's a nice walk now.
Yeah.
It would be nice if it were. Yeah.
3 feet higher?
Well, no, actually, that's high ground.
Oh,
There's a bowl behind it. It fills, that's the point.
Right.
Yep. Yeah. All right. Review the need for additional amenities and added restrooms. Actively plan for improvements as necessary. Open dialogue with Al's head over shared interest and needs for Snow Marine Park. We touched on that on another action item last time. And then evaluate the risk to investments in infrastructure due to flooding associated with sea level rise and storm surge. Good?
Mm. Yeah.
All right.
Well, sea level rise will mean more intertidal areas, which could ultimately be more climate concerns. So it's not just the risks, it's also the changes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that's, but, you know, when you have a built-up harbor like Rockland, there aren't that many places. There's still the, even where the mud flats are, over in the north end, you know, the tide rise, what's it going to do? Most of that is still fill up to that.
You think it'll still remain in their title?
Yeah. I don't think we're going to gain a lot.
So I think when I think about this, Ron, I think about it's really more of a, you need to understand what the, if you're making an investment in a public facility, that maybe it's already there. So say you want to add a bunch of public restrooms to an area that's already kind of developed as a park, not necessarily like the area that we're talking about filling in that could be a tidal flat, but you want to understand, you know, what it is that you're investing in so that you're not, it's not going to just get flooded 25 years from now, that kind of thing. So it's not it's not an evaluation of whether or not there may be some benefit to sea level rise. I think that's a good point. I think that's just the way I was thinking.
That'll come about incidentally over time anyway.
Yep.
But like you said, the important thing is to preserve the infrastructure.
Yeah. Or just make, it's making smart, I think it's making informed decisions about the money that you're spending on infrastructure and not just saying, well, yeah, we'll just keep it the same way as we've always done it. Well, maybe there's some analysis that you need to do to say, well, do we need to, you know, increase the grade, or do we need to build the if it's underground infrastructure, how should you build it so that it can withstand flooding, or you know what, if this area is going to get flooded, maybe we shouldn't even invest in it at all.
But as Matt pointed out, there a lot of this stuff is going to happen with some combined grant money, and you can't get a grant if you're not planning for the sea level rise anyways.
Yeah, but I think sometimes, what I'm getting at is my observation is, you know, I think more and more communities are starting to think like this anyway, so it's probably redundant, but it isn't always an evaluation. It's almost like even with accessibility questions, it's not always, hey, we're making a public improvement on this area. We really should think about how we do that and improve accessibility. Sometimes accessibility cannot be improved because it's physically impossible for you to do it, but you should at least ask the question. And that's what I'm getting at.
Well, let's look at this document right from the beginning again. Make sure we're
should we go through it?
Absolutely.
Let's start. No, look, I brought the whole document here. Maybe we ought to just read through that.
Pretty good.
I hereby join the meeting at 8:55.
We never officially in session.
Yeah, we were. I called us to order.
No, we didn't have a quorum.
Well, so we're adjourned anyway.
Yeah. It was a discussion. It was a workshop.
Yeah.
Okay. Seems suspicious if we're in agreement.
Well, yes, but it's
All right, thanks, everyone.
The rest of the group.
Thank you.
Matt.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah, have a happy holiday, everyone.
By the way, I said
is the public landing Middle Pier, does it get rocky during the northeast?
Anything out of the
Grace.
Anything out of the
Read the very first
Public landing is a lot.
Five different
Middle Pier.
Okay, so anything out of the east.
Nothing should be higher.
Well, and, yeah, anything out of the east.
Nothing can be higher than
Pretty hard to public land.
I saw you at
Anything
Yeah, I'll look at it.
If I didn't
On the northeast side, so the Middle Pier is going to be
a drastic
Yeah.
There are so many people there.
Either way,
I know, just like ever.
So middle, yeah.
It's not
you just say
east or north.
Deal breakers or a thing, but it's something
I'm covered.
I think, as I said, take advantage of every possible.
Well, I like the fact that there's a bar at every.
Well, I wasn't going to say that way.
Yeah,
that was pretty.
That was a good party.